Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, this is Nikki from St. Louis calling again. I wanted to call back and try to tell the story over again because I left some parts out. So if you can just disregard that first one. So I was 15 and we moved into a two-family apartment building. And we had been moving around St. Louis for a while. But anyway, we moved into this two-family apartment building, and my grandmother, uncle, and aunt lived upstairs on the second floor, and we moved underneath them. And the first day was really, really rough. We had been moving stuff all day, and but I couldn't sleep because I felt like someone was watching me. I told my mom, and she said it's just a new place, so that's probably why you feel that way. But for weeks after that, I continued to feel nervous, like someone was watching me. And I guess it was about 3 weeks after we moved in, me and my mom and my younger sister were standing in the hallway, just discussing what we had to do that day or where we were going, when I felt somebody behind me, and I felt like that was my older sister. And so I turned around, and I was face to face with this tall, black, shadowy figure. And I screamed like I've never screamed before. And my mom, and it took off. It ran into the wall and just disappeared. And I'm a sensitive, and I've seen things before, but nothing ever like this. And my mom and my sister were yelling, "What's wrong with you? What's wrong?" And I said, "I just saw this big black shadow thing. I can't believe you didn't see it. It was standing right here behind me, and I turned around, and there it was." And neither one of them saw it, and I just couldn't stop talking about it. The second time I saw it, I guess, was a couple days later. We were all in the living room watching TV, and I just got this really weird feeling over me, like it's watching me right now. And I turned, and sure enough, it was standing in my bedroom doorway, just staring and listening. And I just always got this feeling of it being really curious as to what was going on in our house. So for a couple years after that, I would see it all the time. No one else would. One night, I even woke up in the middle of the night, and it was floating over the top of me, and that was like the scariest encounter that I had with it. Even the first encounter, I thought nothing could beat that. But when I woke up and it was hovering over the top of me, and I gasped, and it just took off. And then I guess it was a couple years later, I was in my older sister's room, and we decided we were going to walk to the store. So I went through my mom's bedroom to get to my bedroom. There's two doors to my room, one through my mom's bedroom and one that leads to the kitchen. And instead of going up the hallway through the kitchen to get to my room, I went through my mom's room to get to my room. And as soon as I walked in, I looked into the kitchen when I was picking up my shoes, and I saw it standing there at the head of the hallway, just looking down, and that was exactly where I just came from. And I was able to hold it in. I was able not to gasp and let it know that I could see it, and I was just staring at it, and I just wanted to get a long, good stare at it to maybe figure out something, but I didn't get to stare at it long. It just looked like a human figure. It was really big human figure, tall. I couldn't see any eyes, but I know it had eyes. It had to. It was always like there, and I could feel it watching me. But I didn't get to look at it long because my older sister screamed, and it took off into the wall by the basement door. And I walked over to where it was, and I looked down the hallway, and I saw my sister. She was just shaking, scared. And I said, "You saw it, didn't you?" And she said, "What was that?" And I said, "I don't know. I've been seeing this for years. I have no idea what it is." And I was just so happy that somebody else finally saw it. But nobody ever saw it after that. I never saw it anymore. I don't know if it was still watching me. I don't know if it was around anymore after that, but no one else ever saw it. I was just happy that, I wasn't the only one that was seeing it. Because, I mean, I am a sensitive, but I haven't seen anything like that before. It bothered me a lot that I didn't know what it was or what it wanted. Anyway, years later, I have three kids, and I told my oldest daughter about the experience that I had in that house. And this was quite a few years later, after I told her that story, that she was actually 14 or 15 when that happened. She came and told me, "Mom, I caught that thing on camera." And this isn't a whole different house. And she showed me, because she was laying on her bed rehearsing her vocals, and she takes music lessons, so she was just recording herself singing, and then she was going to play it back to see how she sounded. And she said when she did that, she noticed something behind her, which behind her was her bedroom door and her closet, and you can kind of see the shadow underneath the door, and it kind of slinks under the door, stands up. It stands there for a few seconds and watches her sing or listens to her, and then it just casually walks into the closet like it was something normal for it to do all the time. A lot of things did happen in that house, paranormal. But that was the first and only time anybody had seen that shadow figure in our new house. And we've bought another house since then, and lots of things have gone on here too. And I have lots of stories, and I'll call in at some other time and tell you some more. But thank you for listening to my story. I am an EPP, and I love your show. Thank you. Bye.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.